This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
You ain't got no class like me, man. I'm an aristocrat.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're not like us. They're not like us. They're not like us.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Mark Hockman.
I have this fantasy of becoming obese and bedridden and having people bring me food.
What's your favorite pasta? The gabagool?
Channing Crowder.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight. I lost my virginity watching Bill dance.
Google me, bro.
Alejandro Solana.
So Billy the Marlin isn't a bird? I'm basically a professional kayaker.
Sports.
I used to hang out with Chris Volstead.
Okay.
I would just like to confirm I am wearing underwear today.
You know what else is great all the time, doesn't matter what the scenario? Bagpipes.
Finish your damn string cheese.
Jimmy Jewelry.
More sports.
Come on, repeat after me.
Here comes the Blackfoot.
The most sports.
Jimmy, you've never had an injury?
No. I stretched.
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Here we go on a Friday. And we are live at Tabacon Plantation Walk, Whiskey Stars and Cigars. And Crowder and I, we just listened to the Pat Riley press conference, as everyone else listening to this radio station did as well. And we will talk about that throughout the afternoon. Anyone who thought Riley was saying farewell or was going to lay out his plan for succession, no, none of that. He is in it to win it. He seems completely and fully engaged. And to me, I mean, if you didn't know he was 80 years old and you're just listening, he said 80 is the new 60. if you're listening to him and you don't know that he's 80 years old, like, he sounded great. He's with it. He can recall every single thing that's happened to the Miami Heat. He's got a battle plan moving forward. And so if you have any thought that this was either going to be the first step in the changing of the guard or maybe the actual changing of the guard, that doesn't seem anywhere close to his thoughts.
No, and I think he went overboard proving how cognitive he was.
He even asked at one point, he's like, anybody notice any cognitive decline here?
He was like, listen, because he only does the two press conferences a year. I think he listens. I think he knows. I think he knows the questions. And he comes in because his opening speech was something about that, too. Sorry if I'm a little off because there is a werewolf in front of us and it's throwing me off.
Little dog. Little black dog.
That dog is 300 pounds.
Little black
dog. It's ridiculous that this dog can be in here. But I think Riley almost went overboard to prove that he's fine. I'm good. We're good. I'm not going anywhere, which I love because I think Riley's the best executive. Not even personally. I believe Riley is a top five executive in the NBA.
If you had doubts, to me, his press conference today should have allayed those fears because he is so uber aware. Like, you can tell, I think, sometimes when guys maybe are mailing it in and they just don't want to leave, even though they probably should. He didn't sound like that at all. To me, we've said for years on this show, in Riley we trust, and my trust was built up further listening to his press conference. He spoke a lot about all the topics you wanted him to speak about. And again, we'll talk about it today. I can tell you a couple things that Barry Jackson wrote in the Miami Herald, just a little recap.
And you know what he did do, Hawk? He recognized that the league changed.
Yes.
That was part of it, because I was walking over and whatever, but that was part of it. He said, when we were rebuilding, because what did he say? It was 14 rebuilds, not 13, and whatever, or retools. He didn't like to use the word rebuild. But now the league is changing, and if you recognize change, you change along with it if you're as intelligent as Pat is. And he recognized that the league is changing, that the player's mindset is changing, and he's going to change along with him. Pat needs to work till he's 90.
Here's a little recap. Well, I mean, give the guy a little bit of slack.
20 years, Hawk.
Give him a little bit of slack. I'm out of here at 56. Here's a little bit of the recap Barry Jackson published at the Miami Herald, miamiherald.com. Asked about tanking, Riley said he doesn't know about that, and quote, I don't believe in that. That's not the Heat way. Although he did acknowledge that they tank twice, but he never said it publicly, and obviously that would make some sense. Riley, unsolicited, had a comment on Jimmy Butler. What happened with Jimmy, as ugly as it was, I don't want anyone to think that I didn't appreciate everything else. I love the guy. Those things happen. It wasn't fun. So it's kind of what I thought was going to happen, which is breakups are tough, but then real adults in the room say, all right, we got through it, and we've gone our separate ways, but we can acknowledge that we also had, you know, great times together, which seemed to be what Riley was doing there at the end.
Yeah, I think we were both right yesterday.
He says at the beginning on the Jimmy Butler fiasco, Barry Jackson calls it that, there's no doubt what happened with Jimmy had a tremendous impact on our team. The buck stopped with me. I'll take that hit. What happened in the regular season, I don't want to discuss. So I think what he's saying is, hey, I'm there. I made the decision postseason to make the press conference comments that I made. And maybe he didn't take to it very well, but I'm not going to comment on what I saw during the season on the court because I think that is still too fresh for him. I think that is still, as a competitor, I think that drives Pat Riley crazy that Jimmy Butler would do that.
But, Hawk, was anybody wrong? That's what I thought about in the car when I was listening to it. Is anybody wrong? Jimmy felt disrespected. Was Pat disrespect him? But Pat felt the way he felt, where Jimmy wasn't playing a lot of games. Like, as Pat, which, you know, and Riley's, you know, he's great at what he does. But as he was talking, I looked at it and I was like, it's two grown men that feel separate ways and have to make a decision here.
I mean, you could say Pat Riley was wrong for doing that publicly.
Yes. Yes.
Because had it been done privately, maybe it didn't play out that way. Who knows?
But Pat said, I was not going to give him the extension.
Yep.
He's 37. I'm not going to give him a 4 or 5, whatever year extension. Like, I have to make those decisions. I made that decision, and he was unhappy with it, and he went on to get his money. Like, this is part of what I do. It made me love Pat more. I'm not going to lie. I said I'm neutral. It made me love Pat more.
One of the notes Barry Jackson writes, and Kevin Durant's name was not mentioned specifically. Teams cannot discuss other players. But Riley said, I still think an aging player can play. I'm not against pursuing one, no. That I think is in reference to Kevin Durant. And then he went on to talk about, Pat Riley went on to talk about the Golden State Warriors, which is composed of aging players.
Yeah.
Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Jimmy Butler. So the notion that he can't coexist with an aging superstar, which we've had some examples that he can't, he is not discounting that. He does not think that that's an issue, and he'll go out and because he said we're not, he said most likely we're not going to run it back. So, yes. But again, you need two to tango with and that stuff. But there's only so much he can do.
When I heard that, I really enjoyed that. We're not running it back. We have to make some moves. And if it's KD, if it's any of those other stars out there, add them to Tyler or Bam, or if Bam or Tyler got to get moves. Like, he even said it during the press conference. He doesn't want to say the word rebuild. Retool, refocus, re-whatever. I just want to re-something for the Heat next year, because this roster is not built to beat. It's funny. We say the Celtics. Now we got to say the Knicks. They're up 2-0. The Knicks.
Celtics are a joke.
Is it the Cavs or the Pacers that we have to bring up? Like, we're not ready to beat teams out of the East that I'm watching in the playoffs right now.
By the way, I believe I can speak more clearly on Jimmy Butler than Pat Riley can, because I bet Jimmy Butler over 23.5 last night. And I am here to tell you, he's a very ordinary player. He drove me crazy watching him, and I forgot how ordinary he is until I had money on him last night. I mean, he's got to take over because Steph is out, and he's just ordinary. And I don't know why sometimes he can look so extraordinary, and other times he can look so ordinary. And it drove me crazy last night. I didn't understand the game that he played last night. He never came out with that. I mean, he scored the first 5 points of the game for Golden State, but, man, he never came out with what I expected him to come out with, which was, hey, we're up surprisingly 1-0. Steph is out. I'm putting the team on my back tonight. I just never saw that from Jimmy last night.
He's not – his game's not built like that. He can kill one-on-ones. There's no defender that can just shut down Jimmy one-on-one. But when he's the main focus, it's kind of what, Hawk, I hate giving you credit. It's what you said. It's what Jimmy keeps saying. I'm a great Robin. I'm not Batman. We saw last night, you are not Batman. We've seen the 52-point games. We've seen the playoff runs. We've seen that. He needs somebody else to take the pressure off him. If you send somebody else at Jimmy, he's going to give the ball up. He's not built like that, and that's why I hate him to be the one, and we've argued for years about it. But Jimmy is a very good basketball player. Jimmy's not an all-star. Jimmy's a star. Leave the all off of Jimmy all-star.
Now, we have a very, very important game for the Panthers tonight. Very important. If you hold court tonight, if the Panthers hold court, and by the way, Goldie's going to join us this hour. We'll talk a little Panthers hockey with him. If you're going to be in this series, hold court tonight. If you hold court tonight, the series is playing out exactly the way that it should.
Yeah.
Toronto's got home ice. They're probably a better hockey team. They take the first two at home. You're the defending Stanley Cup champions. You're pretty damn good yourself. You take the next two at home, and it becomes a three-game series. So if the Panthers hold ice tonight, everything is on track. Mm-hmm. If they lose tonight, that's why I say it's so very important. If they lose tonight and they're down 3-0,
curtains. 5-4, game one, 4-3, game two.
Hold court tonight.
Very
hold
close.
Court tonight.
Hold court at your house. This is how playoffs are supposed to play out.
Yep.
And that's why we come home, we got to win. We got to do it. Kachuk got to show up. Bob needs to put his – did Bob have a glove? I think Bob didn't have a glove last game.
You know, Paul Maurice said today something along the lines of – based on health, there might be some game-time decisions. I think that might be alluding to Matthew Tkachuk. I think just based on game two that something might be awry there. So
yeah.
We we'll find out as we get closer to game time.
We got to win. Cause
got sidetracked.
There's something out there.
You missed it. We're at Tabacón, and it's our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event. This is our second one. We did it a few months ago, and it was fantastic. Crowder happened to be out of town, so it was Gino Toretta.
Nice.
It's a great broadcast setup, and Jimmy is here with us, and Steph, our on-site engineer, is here with us. Ed is here with us. The only person who's not here yet is Solana, which I'm a little confused by because he said he wanted to go to the Pat Riley press conference.
Mm-hmm.
So he went, and now he's driving here, ostensibly, I'm assuming. But I don't really understand what he was doing there because I was trying to follow along on his Twitter account the press conference because everyone who was there, Barry Jackson, Anthony Chang, Ira Winderman, everybody's tweeting as Riley speaks.
He Solana didn't say nothing.
Solana didn't tweet and didn't ask anything. Tobin asked a question there. Tobin stepped to the mic, asked a question. I'm just curious why Solana's missing the first hour of our show. He was just a fan?
He's scary.
But he didn't even tweet? Like, okay, he's scary. He doesn't want to ask anything. Fine. Tweet updates. You're like our Panthers correspondent. I mean, our Heat correspondent. But what, so he just went there as a fan?
Yep. Just sat in there, used his little credentials, and said nothing, and probably clapped after every answer that Pat Riley gave.
I mean, I would submit to you that our show today is more important, because we very rarely go on the road like this, that our show today is more important than the Riley press conference. Now, if Solana was going to ask a question, and I had said, ask a show-specific question, you know, ask about, you know, do you call a sandwich a Sammy? I think do something that we would get a kick out of. He wouldn't do that. So I'm not understanding why Solana's missing our show to attend the Pat Riley press conference, but not tweet about it, not ask a question, not send a picture. So what was he doing there? Was it like
up.
A make-a-wish?
He was holding Jack's. He was holding Jack. He rubbed Jack's shoulders the whole time.
He kept Jack's relaxed?
Yeah, he relaxed Jack's shoulders the whole time.
He kept Jack's relaxed. he had Jack's on one shoulder and Tommy Tighe on the other.
Yeah, run over there to Amy. He was just rubbing shoulders up and down the front row.
Just don't understand, man. Like, that seemed like I thought that he was going to be an active participant. So when he says, because he's the executive producer of this show, we're on the road. When he says, hey, I'm going to miss the first hour because I want to go to the press conference, like, okay, like, you know, I don't know if I would make that decision, but okay. But then he didn't participate at all. I'm not 100% certain he was there. There's literally no proof that he was there.
And he didn't ask anything. Because I didn't see the whole – I thought about it because I got out of the car. I was like, sooner or later, I'm going to hear Solana's voice.
I heard Tobin.
I did hear.
Tobin asked a very good question.
Heard him and Barry go back and forth. Even Barry and Anthony, and they had a funny back
Tim
and forth.
Tim Reynolds.
Yeah.
Ira, of course, started things out.
Solana never jumped in the pot.
I'm not 100% certain he was there. Anyway.
He lying.
It's possible.
Yeah, he's at Broward Mall right here. It's across the street.
It's very possible.
he's over there at the arcade.
Anyway, we've got our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event tonight. You are welcome to come out here. So it begins at 6 o'clock. We'll do the show up until 6, and then the event begins at 6. And just like last time, we've got a big stage outside, and we're going to have a big projector screen out there, watch a little playoff hockey.
Ooh.
And there's action, man. We've got a nice check-in tent where you'll get a Drew Estate cigar, and we've got a lot of QAM goodies, and we're gonna have fun tonight. It was I'm telling you, if I remember correctly, the last one was a weekday. I think it was on a Thursday, right? So now it's on a Friday,
this
and you got
cool.
Playoff hockey tonight. Like, it'll be a really fun night. And obviously, Tabacón, we're sitting in here, and it's a great place. And tonight we'll all be smoking cigars and drinking whiskey and having the time of our lives. So everyone is welcome to come on out. I know some people have RSVP'd in advance, and that's great. There's a check-in table. I think there's a swag bag for you or something along those lines. But if you are just listening now and saying, yeah, I'm looking for something to do tonight, you are welcome to come out here. We're at Plantation Walk, Tabacón, and again, 6 p.m. is when all the QAM staff will arrive. Joe Rose will be here. Tobin will be here. Leroy will be here. Hollywood, Jay Figg, the entire – everyone but Dan Day, who we're watching out on the video right now because he's got a trivia thing to do tonight, and he had to help us out in the studio today as it was. But, I mean, you can come out here. Jimmy's got white pants on. Jimmy looks good, man.
Jimmy.
Jimmy looks good.
Just styling and profiling.
You are styling and profiling. Stand up so Dan can see that outfit. Look at that. Stand on the chair,
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Stand on a phone book or something.
There, look at that. He got a fresh shoe with the brown back.
That's sharp. That's sharp.
Brave. Bold.
He's going to be rolling cigars by 3:30, Dan.
Hey,
he's got
Jimmy,
a sharp look.
You got to shoot tonight. You
yeah,
look good.
Yeah, this is going to be a target-rich environment
yeah,
tonight.
You got your moose. You got your beard done, Jimmy. You,
you know how
tonight.
I do it, right?
Well,
little swinging piece of cheese off the chin.
313 North University Drive is what they made me. When I put the name in, they made me go to 313 North University Drive. Come on out here.
That's where we are. Plantation Walk. I mean, it's a Sheraton next to us, I think? It's a big Sheraton next to us. You got all kinds of restaurants in the plaza, and you've got Tabacón towards the back, and you'll see all the QAM vehicles and the Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall vehicles out front, the big stage. And you see a big
man,
big
damn,
black fox.
Man, that damn
in
wolf
the,
better leave. Can they bring dogs all? You know I'm not a fan of dogs.
Yeah, I think you can pretty much, like a well-behaved
dog.
Look at
him.
He's
like looking. He's not well-behaved.
Great well-behaved
he's
dog.
Waiting to bite me.
Dog's smoking a cigar, too. He's got a Swisher Sweet in his knot.
He said a racial slur when I walked in.
He's not. He shares the same color as you. I'm not certain that that's true.
He called me a racial slur earlier, and I'm reporting him.
Anywho, Solana's on the way, but Dan Day is in the studio now, and he's got headlines for us. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. By the way, Goldie is going to join us today. Lee Sterling is going to join us today. He said he's got a backup the Brinks truck pick for the Panthers game tonight. We'll talk more about the Riley press conference. And before you know it, it'll be 6 p.m. and there'll be people hanging and banging with us at Tabacón all night long as we watch a little playoff hockey.
Yeah, Crowder, don't get full of whiskey and cigars and go play around with that dog. That's not a good idea.
Dan, I don't fool with dogs, Dan. You don't know.
I'm just saying, don't get silly.
I'm ready to fight a gorilla. I've wrestled alligators. I hunt
boars. Yeah, how about 100 people against that dog?
Man, listen, no. That dog is huge, hog. Look at that dog. And I don't play with dogs, man.
Good. Well, the Panthers, they get things started at 7 o'clock tonight, Amaranth Bank Arena against the Maple Leafs. The other game tonight is going to be the Dallas Stars and Winnipeg Jets at 9:30 with Dallas up 1-0 in that series.
All right. Like I say, important game tonight, in my opinion, like beyond important, because it's just an ordinary series if the Panthers win.
Yes.
But if they lose,
3-0, you have four chances just to squeak one out.
I mean,
that's not like that's you can't go down 3-0 because you just overtime, shootout, anything happens, you lose that series. You gotta get it.
I mean, and it also takes an emotional toll. You saw what happened to the Heat when they were down 3-0. Mm-hmm. You saw what happened when they came out for game four.
Was that when they lost by 37?
That was something like that.
Oof. T-Wolves cruised past the Warriors 117-93 last night, tying that series at 1. Jimmy Butler had 17. Did not lead the team in scoring, though. Jonathan Kuminga outdid him with 18.
Yeah, I had over.
Hey, watch out for that dog. Don't walk past that dog so excited. Look at him. Look at
Nobody
him.
Is scared of that dog but you. No one is scared of that dog
until
but
they
you.
Bite your ankle and draw blood. That's when you're going to be scared.
Yeah, I had Jimmy over 23.5. And just, man, first of all, they didn't score for like the first 3.5 minutes.
That was ridiculous.
And my wife goes, now, what did you bet again? And I said, I've got Jimmy Butler over 23.5. She goes, they don't have any points. And I go, well, therein lies the problem with having bet an over on this particular game.
I had the Nuggets the other day. Isn't that a bad feeling when your family hears your
the
bet?
The worst.
And then so, Daddy, you bet on the Nuggets?
Because
the Nuggets
like,
were down 35-8, like, and I'm like,
like, they're just asking a question. They're kind of maybe just want to root with you or whatever, but you take it as such a stab to the heart.
So you bet on the Nuggets,
So you need Jimmy to score how many? Because they have zero. I'm like, yeah, I am understanding my situation.
I know math. Leave me alone. I'm upset enough. I'm binging popsicles. I'm sad.
careful of your bets tonight. 7:30, Pacers, Cavs, Indiana up 2-0 in that series. And at 10, it's OKC and Denver tied at 1.
By the way, speaking of bets, I am going to listen closely to what Lee Sterling has to say because he is telling me he's got to back up the Brinks truck winner. I'm hoping it's the Panthers, and then I can bet them and root for them. Somebody texts in, Valero would have asked a question. Solana's a disgrace. Valero will be here today.
Y'all told me that yesterday.
Valero's coming by. Very exciting.
I haven't seen Valero in years.
He's going to try to Wally Pip Solana.
Ain't going to try to slide in.
Rookie camp started today for the Dolphins. 7 of the 8 draft picks have been signed, including first-round draft pick Kenneth Grant. 4 years, $22 million, and a $12.6 million signing bonus. Second-rounder Jonah Savianaya has yet to sign, though.
All right, very good. That you can speak to it, but that day that you actually sign has to be just where you actually put that signature on the piece of paper, man. That has to be just an unbelievable feeling.
It is.
And I don't know how quickly you get the signing bonus after that. I don't know. Does it happen that day?
No, they don't just pass you a check. It takes a couple weeks. But knowing, you know, agreeing, your agent says, hey, we've came to the deal. That's why it's weird. The first rounder, usually the lower round, second, third, fourth, fifth round, like, you know where you're slotted. That's right. That's weird that the guard doesn't want to sign.
I don't know. Because I know Quinn Ewers signed yesterday. He was sixth or seventh.
Yeah. And so you kind of know where you are slotted to make money. But, yeah, when they told me, what was it? It was 4 for $4 million. 4 years, $4 million.
Ira Winderman, by the way, wanted you to know, and I probably should have corrected you, there are no shootouts in the playoffs. There's just overtime periods. You were given the example of if you go down 3-0 and then, you know, Toronto just has to squeak one by in a shootout or whatever. Ira, no shootouts, and we appreciate that.
I appreciate you,
Ira. Ira, you did a good job at the presser today,
he
man.
He did.
He is, like, I don't know that you follow the news the way that I do, but traditionally, and there's nothing traditional about this current presidency, but traditionally the AP reporter had the highest standing, and the press conference would always start with a question from AP or UPI, one of the two major news agencies. And the press conference does not start until Ira asks the first question.
Dub. That's my man, Dub.
Dub got it done.
Yeah, man. Davey all day.
I mean, this guy, whether it's leading the press conference with Pat Riley or interviewing Kobayashi in a language that he doesn't even speak, Ira does it all.
There we go. Davey. Ira lives right around the corner from me.
Ira, come on by. Is he near here?
Who? Ira does live.
That's
it's like
saying.
12 minutes away. Yeah, it took
Ira,
me 12 Tomacone, minutes to get here.
Plantation Walk. Let's go.
One more thing. The Marlins are on the south side of Chicago taking on the White Sox. 7:40 first pitch. Max Meyer going to take the mound for the Fish.
Ira also says that all the questions he asked, Solana wrote and handed to him.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Solana doesn't even know how to complete a sentence.
Ira, just text me yes or no, was Solana actually there? Ira, I think it would be funny if you got here faster than Solana does. Ira,
come
hit
on,
it.
Ira.
Hit it.
Ira, what does Solana know what a subject and a predicate is?
Did you know that Solana was there, Ira? I think Solana may have been just parked in his car listening to the press conference, you know, in the production lot. Like, he drove to the arena, and he's like, well, I don't have anything to ask, and I don't have anything to do here, and just sat and listened to the stream of it on 560.
He probably was with that little fat little dog he has.
Ooh, Fauci?
I
wore my Fauci socks for you.
That's funny. I didn't even expect that. He was with that little fat raggedy dog he has. You have Fauci socks on.
On the weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Mostly clear skies with temperatures in the low 80s. Pretty humid here in South Florida, but you should be getting rain throughout the weekend.
That's all right, very good. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, is going to talk some Panthers with us in the next segment. Big game
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you, as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, our friend Goldie is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Steve Goldstein, longtime television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers. Scripps, by the way, is giving you a half-hour local pregame show before Panthers games, because, you know, from round two on, you only get the national telecast. So that's Channel 39 in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. Panthers are also going Instagram Live with Goldie before games. I guess, how can we see you tonight, Goldie? You know the schedule better than I do.
You got it done, Hawk. I believe it's 5:15 on the Panthers Instagram account. We get thousands of people on there. It's very entertaining. Most of the comments I cannot read on the Instagram, but people are, I mean, you could send me whatever you like. I mean, you think
sounds like our text line, Goldie. Our text line, Goldie, is nothing I could ever read on the air.
Exactly. Like, I sometimes leave a, hey, Bill Bob in Orlando, nice comment. It's not getting on, though, buddy, okay? So we have a good time with it. We really do. And then Scripps is really stepping up in a huge way, Hawk. We got Jessica Jobo and Randy Moeller in the studio. 30 minutes before every playoff game, myself and Katie Engelson covering at the site. Katie's going to talk to Anton Lundell tonight for the pregame show. I'm going to talk to Commissioner Gary Bettman, who will be at the game. So 30 minutes before every game throughout the playoffs. So tonight, of course, as you said, that means at 6:30 for the Scripps Sports Panthers pregame show.
Scripps has stepped up, by the way. I love when there's a local presence, yes, even when you don't have the actual rights to broadcast the games. Obviously, yep, you can listen to the game here on 560 QAM with Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. So Wednesday night, tell us your opinion. I was saying yesterday to George Richards, and I think I spoke with Moeller. You know, I thought Wednesday was a real missed opportunity because Anthony Stolarz was out, and I just thought it was a chance to steal a game in Toronto, and I felt like they missed out on that opportunity. Was that, in your mind, a missed opportunity game?
Yeah, I mean, look, any game they lose to me is a missed opportunity because you have to have confidence in this team. I mean, look, you know, game one, I mean, they get that game to 4-3 in the third. They are charging hard. Wall came in relief, and you figure, okay, this is a typical comeback Cats. The Leafs are on their heels, and then right after the 4-3 goal, You know, they go and give one back with one of those odd man rushes, and then they get one back again to make it 5-4 late, and they've got the goaltender pulled. So I thought both, you know, fairly similar. I thought for sure when they tied that game in the third, Panthers are really good the first 5 minutes of the third period, and then Lundell ties it. You figure, okay, here we go. And then 13 seconds later, a very uncharacteristic goal given up. You know, Mitch Marner gets it. And then, you know, Joe Wall made that big save on Sam Iskevich. Panthers kept on bringing it. So overall, you know, when you look at the scoring chances and all those things, the Panthers are fine. And they're averaging 3.5 goals a game. The surprising issue right now is defensively, and that, as we know, number one is correctable with a little bit more awareness on the ice, and number two, getting more saves from Sergei Bobrovsky, which you fully expect him to do after, you know, what he's done the last few years.
And Goldie, I was just going to say, I've been sold and I've watched. So I've talked about, we've talked about with a number of people, this is a defensive team built for the playoffs. The style of play is built for the playoffs. 9 goals in 2 games. That's not what I expected. What's going on? Is it Bob? Is it the defense? What's going on to give up 9 goals in 2 damn games?
Well, first off, there's a few that Sergei would like back. And we know when he's on his game in the playoffs, not only does he make every one of those saves, then he makes 2 or 3 that he's not supposed to make. So, you know, the first 3 goals the other night, not his fault. That's defensive mistakes. 4th goal, sure, he'd like to have that one back. So the bottom line in any playoff series, if you don't get, you know, above average goaltending, you're not going to win the series. So I expect Sergei to bring that to the table in a big way moving forward. You know, defensively, they haven't been on the right side of the puck in a lot of those stretch passes for the Leafs. And, you know, that's just attention to detail. But incorporated in that, Crowder, is that forecheck. They're the best forechecking team in the league. And they just make it miserable on opposing defenses when they have to go back and get that puck. Those defensemen have to turn. They get hit time and time again. And that becomes cumulative, not only in a game and in a series. So some of those chances off the rush, remember, they're limited when you do the job on the forecheck in the offensive zone. It doesn't even get to that point where they could stretch out the game. So I think it's, you know, to your point on the question, it's really twofold and even threefold. So I think they'll have a little bit more awareness, which is what they need, in that neutral zone at their own blue line when the Leafs try to stretch the game. But if you get there on the forecheck, and you don't let them out of the zone cleanly in the first place, you don't have to worry about that as much. And it just goes without saying, more often than not in this league in the playoffs, especially you get to the second round, there's only 8 out of 32 teams left. You know, very often, the team that gets the better goaltending gets the win.
What do we know about injuries? I think I saw Paul Maurice said something today along the lines of, hey, we'll have maybe some game-time decisions based on injuries. The guy who jumps out at me is Matthew Tkachuk. Is he 100%?
You know, he says he is. Paul Maurice says he is. I know what people are watching. I look back at the stats after the game, and I didn't even realize. He played 18.5 minutes in that game, and he had 8 shot attempts. And he helped set up that, you know, that chance by Sam Iskevich that was stopped by Joe Wall right at the buzzer. So, you know, right at the net, I should say, in the third period, that would have tied the game. So, you know, I think Tkachuk was maybe more active than any of us thought. Matthew Tkachuk's playing. I mean, in my opinion, unless he's really hurt and I just don't know it, I can't imagine he's coming out of the lineup tonight.
And what should be our approach? They got to get nastier. I know the game won, and they were talking about Sam Bennett hitting a goalie in the head or put Stolarz out and all that stuff. Like, should it be? Because you were talking about the forechecking and, like, just getting a little more physical, because that's what I've heard. And every time we win and every time we, you know, saying we get wins, we always talk about the physicality. Should we get more physical? Can that change the series? Because, be honest, we're down 2-0.
100% it could change a series. And I think that's part of the thing, Crowder, with the forecheck. You know, it's all well and good to get physical. You got to get there, right? You can't make the tackle, you know, a good tackle if you're being pushed, you know, 6 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, right? Crowder's got to get in the backfield. And then all of a sudden, Channing Crowder blew up the play for a TFL. So no difference here. You've got to get there. You don't want to be physical and get put out of position. I do think they're going to have a lot of jump tonight. They did not have that in game one. I thought the start in game two was good. Few penalties, unfortunately, in that opening period. You know, the team I see is a determined team, calm. They have not been down by two games in a series since the 23 playoffs. They won one of those series. They lost one of them. So I do think that they know it's not an elimination game, but teams that go up 3-0 in NHL history are 208-4 all time. So it's not an elimination game, but realistically, you need to win. I think you're going to see all of you know what we've gotten to know from this team that has been there in spurts in games one and two.
You know, it's interesting because it sounds ominous, right? If you go down 3-0, it's essentially curtains. But what I said to Crowder earlier was, and I'll ask you if you agree, if they do win tonight, the series is playing out exactly the way that it should. That Toronto holds ice on their home ice, and Florida ostensibly holds ice on their home ice, and it becomes a three-game series. Like, there's so much to me on the line tonight, because if they win, it's exactly the way this series should be playing out. And if they lose, you're really facing an uphill battle.
Look, I thought this series, Hawk, would be 2-1 somebody. I also thought it would probably be 3-2 somebody. I figured this thing is going 6 or 7. So, to your point, that still stays on point. Now, it would have been wonderful. 2 one-goal games, right? In games 1 and 2, you get one of those wins, and you feel a little bit better, because if you lose tonight, then that really got-to-have-it win becomes on Sunday. But I agree with you. And, you know, seeing the forest through the trees, you know, because they weren't complete games by the Panthers in games 1 and 2, and there were some things we don't expect to see from this team, especially the way they, for the most part, dominated Tampa. Seeing the forest through the trees, they're on the road, things didn't go their way, and you got one-goal games right down to the buzzer and getting scoring chances in the final second. So I think overall they're in decent shape, besides the fact that it's a game tonight where the margin for error, to your point, goes away a lot, because now, you know, you can't afford to lose a big guy tonight to an injury for half the game or get a 5-minute major or something like that happen.
And Goldie, 5-4 win for the Leafs, 4-3 win for the Leafs, 9 goals, 7 goals, second game. Do the Panthers want it to get there, or do we need to see more 1-2, 2-1, 0-1? Do we need to see those games for the Panthers to get back on top?
You sound like Paul Maurice Crowder, except you left out the adjective he used. He uses 2-1 filthy. That's what he liked to say. Muck it up. Make it dirty. You don't need to be entertaining and have it go coast to coast in 5-4 games, to your point. And I think we're going to see that team tonight. I think they'll be able to control, pay more attention to detail on that stretch game for the Maple Leafs. A lot of those goals are off the rush. The Panthers, when Paul Maurice came in, remember that first press conference? His comment that stood out to me the most was, you know, we don't want to take the speed out of the Ferrari here, but you got to learn to drive in the rain a little bit. That was his key, you know, to slow down the other team. And they've done a great job. They're the number one rush team in the NHL defensively the last few years. That's why they're the champs. And, you know, I'm as surprised as anybody that they have not done that to their capability the first two games. But one thing we've learned, okay, and all we got to do is go back, what, 10.5 months after game 6 in Edmonton. Everybody was nervous as heck for 48 hours, and they played one of the best games they could play in Game 7 coming back. So this, to me, as far as a, quote, bounce back, pales in comparison to what they have to do. And this reminds me more, guys. Remember last year in the Eastern Conference Final, they lost Games 2 and 3 to the Rangers in overtime, both games, and they were down 2-1, but they were playing well. It reminds me more of that than the recovery there, you know, they have to make from the Stanley Cup final. So I think, to your point, Crowder, not going to be a lot of room out there tonight. Crowd will be juiced up. I think it'll be physical, and I think it'll be a dirty, filthy, low-scoring Panther win, which is just the way they like it.
Yeah, just the way they like it. Tonight in Sunrise, it is Game 3. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop. You can hear the game here on 560 QAM. You can watch local pregame coverage on Scripps which is Channel 39, Dayton Broward, South Florida's 9, Palm Beach County, and you can watch the Florida Panthers Instagram page for Instagram Live with Goldie and the entire cast of characters getting you ready for game.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Three. Real quick, Goldie, because I know you're a music and concert fan like I am. Are you going to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett, if the schedule will allow, are you going to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett at the Amerant Bank Arena next Tuesday?
I sure as hell hope not, because I'm hoping I'm on the plane to Toronto for Game 5. So if
all
I'm
right, let's say that you're not, for whatever reason, the plane gets canned, the game gets moved one day.
Okay.
Would you go see that show?
Oh, 1,000% I'd cut off my right arm to go see that show. What are you kidding me? Idol, baby, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that?
The only thing better is if Debbie Gibson was opening for Joan Jett, and we'd have all three.
Oh, I mean, now you're speaking my language, Goldie. Do you know who I bought tickets for the other day? I bought tickets for David Lee Roth coming to Hard Rock Live.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Van Halen with either David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
I saw Van Halen back in the 80s at Madison Square Garden, one of the first concerts I ever went to, believe it or not.
So that was DLR back then, right?
That was forever ago. I was a teenager. Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, David Lee Roth is 70 years old now. And looks
like all those guys now are old. Hawk, you'll love this. First concert ever that I went to, Huey Lewis and the News opened up for Lionel Richie, the Dancing on the Ceiling tour. First concert ever.
What a great bill that is. Huey Lewis and the News and Lionel Richie? Holy
at Madison Square Garden. Yep.
That's a great show there, Crowder. Crowder, they don't make tours like that anymore.
What are you talking about?
My first concert by myself, you know, without my parents, just with friends, was the Jackson's Victory Tour at Comiskey Park in Chicago.
Wow.
The absolute last row was $30 a ticket. The absolute last row, I brought binoculars to stare at the screen, the scoreboard screen, because I couldn't come close to seeing the stage.
Yeah, there was some, I'll tell you what, I remember one, I'm going probably early 90s maybe 90, Eric Clapton opening for Elton John at Shea Stadium in the upper deck, section 46 that night. Yes.
I mean, to see a concert at Madison Square Garden or Shea Stadium, I mean, that's something special. That's something special.
I did see Run DMC at Madison at Nassau Coliseum on Long Island. That was a fun one, too.
Was that the Run DMC Beastie Boys tour? Because I saw that at the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago.
I just have four words to leave you with. Whose house? Run's house.
Perfect way to punctuate it, Goldie. Perfect way to punctuate it. We love you. Have a good broadcast tonight. Again, Scripps tonight, pregame 6:30, and go Panthers, Goldie.
See you, fellas. Thanks as always.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go watch some black porn.
I'm good.
Hawk and Crowder.